Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Whatever's on your mind, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And we spent basically the previous hour talking about the cops and marijuana breathalyzers and tickets and all these sorts of things. But apparently, Dick's Sporting Goods has decided it was a great idea to destroy a whole bunch of firearms.
Of their own stock.
Yeah.
5 million worth of their own weapons. Assault weapons, according to the article.
Why wouldn't you sell them?
I don't know. You would. Well, they don't want to sell them to people, right, because they're jumping on the assault weapons or bad bandwagon. And then what do you do with it? Do you send it back to the manufacturer? Do you get a refund?
Sell them to the government. There's a secondary market for these sorts of things. You can just sell them at a discounted rate. I mean, like, think about this for a second. You run, I don't know, a small chain of firearms stores, and somebody wants to sell the firearms that you pay full wholesale for at 85%. 75%? I mean, this is the kind of blowout sort of backdoor sale thing that is very, very doable and done in just about every other sort of market segment. I don't even know what to call it, but every other SKU, every other type of product out there, I don't see why they wouldn't do it with this. It seems highly unlikely to me that some murder occurs and then Dick's Sporting Goods is somehow implicated because they resold wholesale this gun.
My radar's going off. I detect PR marketing stunt.
That could be.
I guess, but I mean, what's the point? I mean,
get them the press about how they're now anti-gun or whatever.
Are 60-year-old, ladies in Asics now going to go in and spend a little more money on whatever it is? They've got a big section of their store that's for hunters.
Yeah. Maybe they're just doing it because of their name. They're Dicks.
they are Dicks, right? Like it's right there on their sign. And they've got they've got all kinds of other guns, mind you. Assault weapons,
quote unquote,
are right, quote unquote. Because I did do the air quotes with my fingers, and as a radio professional, you think that I would be more clear. the amount of murders that are committed with rifles is fractional, and of those rifles, one would presume some of them have sort of wooden stocks, and maybe some of them are, they have a bolt action. And they're not a semi-automatic. So even if they, probably a majority of them are semi-automatics. Okay, let's just go ahead and say it. That could be true. And then, like, what is the line between a semi-automatic rifle and an assault rifle? And I haven't yet heard anyone give me a reasonable definition as to what this might be.
Assault rifles are bad, and they're used to murder students.
I think it's, the best thing I've heard is from the conservatives who say it's a black rifle.
Okay. That's it.
It's just a rifle that's black.
I mean, to me, it's the difference between, like, a car with a normal-looking, trunk back end, and the same exact model of car, except it's got a racing fin on it.
Yeah, right.
It's the go faster model, right? They put the fin on it, a couple extra stripes, and presto changeo, it's an assault car.
Put a black racing stripe down the middle of it.
Yeah.
Right, there you go. That's effectively what we're talking about here. So you could have And the more features you have on it. So rifles, for those that don't know, say an AR. This is the things people want to talk about, the AR-15. They have a little rail where you can put some attachments. Now, that attachment could be a laser sight to help you hit the target, which is the whole purpose of the rifle. It could be a grenade launcher if it was legal for you to have it. And
some places they are.
I'm sure that there's some possibilities. I'm no expert in this.
They mount the GoPro cameras and stuff to them too.
Right. GoPro camera could have a flashlight on the gun is a great idea. You want to make sure you know what you're shooting in the middle of the night because. A person walking around your house in the middle of the night making noise is very probably someone you know and love.
In most cases.
You do not want to shoot them. And even if you're living by yourself, you don't want to shoot somebody in the house without knowing who it is you're shooting because it could be your friend who's, you know, there to check on your dog and was confused about when the vacation was. Or they're drunk or whatever the reason is.
There's been multiple stories of people just breaking into the wrong house, thinking it's the wrong house, and nothing coming of it, right? Like, hey, dude, you're on my couch. You're in the wrong house. You're no harm from you, but now you got to go. And, you know, there was one from, I think, another country recently in the news where the guy woke up and he started, like, taking a selfie video of him and they, like, cooked him breakfast and everything. And he wandered into the wrong house after a party, right? Slept on the couch or whatever. The owners woke up the next morning. Hey, dude, you're in the wrong house. When they found out why he was there, went, well, you know, we all get drunk at party every now and then. How about some breakfast and a smoke? And they hooked him up on the way out. So, yeah, maybe not the best idea to shoot first. In situations like that,
mostly, I mean, you know, my family's in my house, and that's going to make me, extra cautious. But mostly, the things in my house, I'd rather lose than shoot somebody.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm probably not going to help you get a screwdriver and take my TV off the wall, but I'd honestly prefer to lose my TV over having to deal with a 200-pound sack of meat bleeding out of my my floor.
Okay.
You know, I just don't want
to. Yeah.
And I also don't want to have to deal with the visions of this. I'm a firefighter, and I've seen multiple situations where I've seen accidents where people didn't walk away. Mm. But I've seen the worst ones, honestly, are the ones where people do get wheeled off and they do live because it's grody. And I have visions of these things at night, and I don't want another one of those things. If I can avoid it, thanks very much.
That's fair.
I think the people that they're polishing the gun, waiting for that opportunity to put one in somebody.
That's psychopathic behavior.
I don't think they've done this very much. They haven't gotten out very often. But I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having a gun, and help. Thank goodness for people who carry them and carry them well and keep us safe. But it's just not great. So let's get back here to the story of dicks destroying some perfectly good.
These guys are dicks.
They are the dicks. Yeah.
In an interview with CBS on October 6th, Edward Stack, CEO, revealed that dicks had destroyed $5 million worth of assault-style weapons. Following the company's 2018 decision to remove them from the store.
Now the media calls, what was that, the last part?
Assault style weapons.
Yeah. The media calls it assault style because they know that everybody laughs at them about what an assault weapon is.
Well, a lot of times it's because when they show them on TV, what they're demonstrating isn't an assault weapon.
Was it $5
million? $5
million. In retail value? Wholesale value?
Probably retail.
Okay. Yeah, I would say retail.
All right.
But, okay, so here's the thing. The 2008 decision to remove them from the store, right, that's when they got all the press that you were talking about, Captain, where they, like, oh my gosh, one of the biggest, even the sporting goods store that sells guns has had a revelation, company-wide, that this is not a good idea to sell and to promote and to have out there on the streets of the consumers. And now they're kicking it up a notch, right, because there's so much things you can do with back inventory. But they're destroying it.
2008? They've got these things 18. From 2018. Okay.
Yeah. Did I say 8? I apologize.
You did. I got confused there. I should have been. I just don't remember when they did it.
Okay. Stack's stance on the issue began to take form in 2012 when he decided to stop selling the popular AR-15 rifle.
That particular semi-automatic rifle.
And everyone thinks that the AR stands for assault rifle, which adds credence to that.
No.
Well, you say no, because we amongst people that do, but watch the news.
Yeah, or talk to the general public.
After Adam Lanza used one to kill 27 people at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut.
It was a real tragedy, but... I mean,
but did it really happen?
Oh, well, it did really happen. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can believe we're going to get calls on that. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about Dick's Sporting Goods. destroying $5 million in perfectly good firearms.
Yep.
And
at least.
You know, I mean, maybe if you wanted to purchase a firearm, you don't want people to know. You don't want Google to know. You don't want the government to know. You don't want anybody to know that you're going to a place to make this particular transaction. I have a recommendation, and that recommendation is not putting your phone into airplane mode. So if you put your phone in airplane mode when you take it off, you'll see it's tracked you the whole way. GPS is still working when it's in airplane mode. Now, I can't tell you what's happening when it's off or not, but I can tell you I don't trust the folks that put phones together to protect my privacy.
Oh, yeah.
And I certainly don't trust the government or the telecoms or any of these other folks. Who I do trust, GoDarkBags.com. GoDarkBags, I've got one, and I got a little Bluetooth headset. So immediately when I slide this thing in, it says, phone one, disconnected. And that makes me feel very confident that that's the case.
Nice.
And I'm not buying firearms, but many times I've just decided, several times I've decided, I don't want to be tracked going to this place, wherever this is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll slide the phone in just to sort of do that. You wrap it up. It's sort of water resistant-y too. I mean, I wouldn't take it down with me diving 10 feet, but,
Put it in a diving bag and put it in the GoDark bag if you wanted to.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So GoDarkBags.com/FTL if you value your privacy and want to be absolutely certain your mobile phone cannot be hacked or it's location tracked. You should get one of these Faraday bags by going to godarkbags.com/FTL. There's a little special there for you if you go check it out. Godarkbags.com/FTL.
So apparently I wasn't able to entice anyone to call in about Sandy Hook being real or not. That's always fun. So moving on. Stack initially planned to remove the guns from store shelves quietly, but outcry from the National Rifle Association, firearms enthusiast, and gun companies led Stack to publicly defend his position, saying he didn't want to sell assault-style weapons that could inflict the kind of damage seen at Sandy Hook.
It sounds like he threw a temper tantrum. Oh, yeah? You guys are going to cry? Oh, fine. I'll destroy all the guns.
I support him if that's what he wants to do. If he feels that there's some relationship to it, that's fine. But I'll tell you what. The Ford family doesn't lose any sleep over people who die in automobile accidents. And
fact.
Doctors.
The Pinto.
The pharmaceutical companies, all that stuff.
Ford Exploder.
What is it, like the third leading cause of death is basically doctor mistakes? That there are I think it's 10 times as many people die in America from taking prescribed drugs in the prescribed manner than they do from overdoses. You could check my numbers to see this, but I'm not far off.
Right, right.
Or getting the wrong drug because they couldn't read the prescription properly at the pharmacy.
Sure, well, I can't read anything properly without my glasses on.
All right.
Me neither.
And here's the other thing. So it's his company. He can do as he pleases.
Yes,
right.
Fact.
It's their weapons, so no argument there, but still stupid, nonetheless. After the 2018 shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, which left 17 people dead, Stack took his position a step further. So he is like piling on all these tragedies, like you said, for publicity.
Wow.
Sure. Announcing that Dick's would no longer sell firearms of any type to anyone under 21, and that would pull the remaining assault weapons, quote-unquote, from its stores. 2 months later, the CEO announced his plans to physically destroy Dick's assault weapons inventory. Stack claims that these decisions were prompted by the fact that Nicholas Cruz, the Parkland shooter, had purchased a shotgun from Dick's prior to his arrest.
Yeah, but a shotgun is an assault-style weapon.
Right, yeah.
Just a shotgun. I mean,
true story.
Shotguns have shot far more clay pigeons than they have people.
But he bought it from Dick's, and so now he feels responsible. Even though it wasn't the gun he used.
If that's how you feel, that's your business. I'm not going to tell somebody that they have to do this thing or that thing. I have some friends, they own a pizza shop here in Keene, New Hampshire. Very nice people. And they're not the principled libertarians. They're interested, but not principled by any stretch of the imagination. They used to run a pizza shop where they did a lot of deliveries. And one of their drivers got into a terrible accident. And they felt responsible.
For putting him on the road?
Well, I don't understand.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But they wanted, what they did was they bought a, you know, an in-house sitting pizza joint, and it's doing very well. Maybe they're losing out on money. They certainly are losing out on money, but they're doing fine. And the guy works in the back now. He makes pies, and everything's great. I mean, this is the sort of place where they hire, and once you're hired, your family.
Right.
You know,
so they took care of them.
Yeah, they're great people. It's a great kind of place to work. Everybody makes good money. They price their pies a little too high. But, man, if you make the best pie in town, then people will pay for it.
And I do like pizza.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
So here's what he said. This addresses your point, Mark. Even though it wasn't the gun he used, it could have been, Stack said. Yet, Dick still sells shotguns. So the gun he used, not getting destroyed... The guns that he could have used, destroyed. $5 million worth. The backlash from the firearm...
Right. Let's point out that an AR-15 will allow a 5-foot-tall woman to protect her home in a way that a Mossberg 500 never could. Is it Winchester 300, Mossberg 500? You shouldn't ask me these things.
I didn't...
Yeah. In a way, a big old 12-gauge never could. Because, you know, a woman fires a 12-gauge. In many cases, they're really sorry about the experience.
Yeah.
It's not a pleasant experience to fire a 12-gauge shotgun, especially if you weigh half of what I do. And, you know, even a guy is going to start feeling it after, you know, you run a few through there. If you Dutch loads through this thing, you're going to start to feel it. Yeah. So what this does is this secures more firmly the narrative that guns are only for men. And I like the saying that God made man and Sam Colt made him equal. We live in a world where a 10-year-old girl can defend herself from Mike Tyson. I shouldn't pick out Iron Mike here, but, you know, defend herself from somebody who's a very accomplished fighter who's very strong.
If you train her right. With firearms.
I mean, honestly, you don't need that much training, but yeah, I mean.
Do you suppose Mike Tyson lisps when he pronounces his own name? Mike Tyson?
I don't know. We need to check that out. Surely there's a video.
Sorry, tangents.
I'm sure he said it somewhere. The backlash from the firearm industry was even bigger this time, with multiple gun companies, including O.F. Mossberg & Sons, MKS Supply, and Springfield Armory, severing ties with the chain completely. Destroying $5 million in gun inventory does not seem to be affecting Dick's bottom line. This past August, Dick's posted its best earning quarter in 3 years.
Okay.
Impressive statistic when you think about it.
Hey, look.
Not losing
that's
customers.
That's what this is about.
Yeah.
And if he's successfully turning this into a marketing campaign and the Karens of the world are going in and they're buying an extra pair of jogging shorts or whatever, you know, that's fine. Look, I was in Dick's a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago. I needed a mouth guard, and, you know, I mean, they got my $10 or whatever it was.
Sure.
Not much. Oh, and they had an extra pair of rash guards. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy, or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus, one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are accelerating their impeachment push with new subpoenas. The president reacted at the Values Voter Summit in Washington.
Now it is the outrageous impeachment. Look, impeachment.
I never thought I'd see or hear that word with regard to me, impeachment. It's a witch hunt. It's based on a single phone call of congratulations to the president of Ukraine, which they fraudulently mischaracterized to sound absolutely horrible.
Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden is now voicing his full support for the impeachment.
Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed this nation, and committed impeachable acts. So to preserve our Constitution, our democracy, our basic integrity, he should be impeached.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
Captain Kickass.
It's a live Sunday show. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, the chances are good that we will be live here taking your telephone calls. So if you listen to Free Talk Live on some other, you know, some station that maybe airs it from, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever, we appreciate that. Mind you, I'm happy to be on, but we're at that point, we're free talk. You know, because it's not Free Talk Live.
It's poor marketing.
But if you have something you want to talk about, we're here for you from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Look, we all have things that go through our heads throughout the day that we think this is an important topic that the rest of the world needs to talk about.
Well, and you can get in the Discord chat at any time.
That's true. You can go to the Discord chat. It's always going on. You go to discord.freetalklive.com, and there, once you get into the Discord chat, you can call in from the Discord chat and sound great, but you could just be like the many dozens, and, well, there's hundreds of people often in it, so more than 100 often in it, just chatting away. I've heard it's the largest libertarian Discord group in the world.
Nice.
I don't know what, you know, that's a pretty qualified statement, mind you. but I want to tell you about Balance of Nature before we go on. Balance of Nature. I love this product. It's great. And basically the reason is it helps you to hit those goals you have for your diet. In, you know, it can be hard. It's not easy. It's not easy or fun to eat properly. But with Balance of Nature, it has gotten easier. With just 3 Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and That's a lot of nutrition. You can go online, become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no extra charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. It's a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use discount code FTL. Thank you to all of the people who have done this. We took this on sort of a lark because our Riley Blake, one of our helpers? I don't even know how to describe it. He doesn't have
employee?
A title. The guy who... employee is a legal term, pal.
Okay, right, yeah. He produces the digest, right?
He produces the digest. Yeah. He's a great guy. And he's blind, and Balance Nature gives him a real job, where Free Talk Live just gives him a little work. And this has worked pretty well for us. As far as a product, it seems like a lot of our listeners want it, and they want the special they get if they go to balanceofnature.com and then use coupon code FTL. So let's go on with this story about Dick's Sporting Goods and their dastardly destroying of some firearms.
After earning their best quarter in 3 years, probably won't affect crime much either. A 2018 analysis by the RAND Corporation found no qualifying studies showing that bans on the sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines decreased any of the 8 outcomes we investigated, including mass shootings. Those results shouldn't be surprising. When people say assault weapon, they usually mean the guns banned by the 1994's Public Safety and Recreational Firearms Use Protection Act, which expired in 2004. That law classified...
And mind you, crime is no higher. Murders are no higher than they were at that time. There have been an uptick in gun deaths. But when somebody talks about gun deaths, that person is most likely a liar or a fool, okay? Guns kill people. That's what they're designed to do. But they're very effective when you take one and stick it in your mouth and blow the top of your head off, okay? Now, that's what they're supposed to do. If you want to commit suicide and you use a gun to do it, you're probably going to be successful. God help you if you're not. I met a man who wasn't. The side of his face was grotesque.
Yeah, if you miss, it's a horrible, horrible thing.
And then you go through life not able to speak and, you know, all kinds of problems. Alcohol is a terrible drug, and sometimes it can be involved in, you know, these kind of things. It can often be involved. So it's not a good idea to just go and act rashly. But gun deaths and gun homicides are different things.
Yes. So which doesn't make them a liar, just makes the statistics say what it wants to say.
I know, but right. Somebody who's saying, look, if they've been told one time about the story about gun deaths are, I think, 3 or 4 times what gun homicides are.
Right.
So... you're making it seem like a much bigger problem.
Agreed.
If you talk about gun deaths rather than gun. Now, I'm not for suicide, but I'm for freedom of choice, and part of freedom of choice means that you can end your life when you wish. I think you should think about this pretty thoroughly and maybe talk to your family. I think it's best if it's only somebody who has some kind of terminal illness, but that's my opinion. I want you to live. I've talked to plenty of people here on the air, and hopefully I've been helpful in those situations. I've had a few people call back and say that I was. I'm delighted that I've been able to make that happen.
Sure.
But, you know, ultimately, your life. You don't own your life if you can't end it.
That is true. The 1994's law classified certain weapons as assault weapons for reasons as simple as being a specific brand, such as the Kalashnikov,
yeah,
or bearing a combination of certain physical characteristics, such as folding stocks and threaded barrels.
Yeah.
As reasons... Go ahead.
The threaded barrel, you could put a suppressor on. It's nice and convenient, instead of having to get somebody to thread it for you.
As reasons Jacob Sullivan has noted, these features have no impact on a weapon's lethality. The functional capabilities of an AR-15 and a standard hunting rifle are the same.
I just feel like all the talk of, you know, these terms, right, assault style, and, you know, let's define what that is, and, you know, oh, it's a black gun, or I feel like they're just developing classes of weapons now, right? And so, like, you're going to have the citizen class of weapons versus the government class of weapons.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying a military
Right. But
weapon,
like, but if
basically.
You're,
military-style weapon.
But if you're really anti-gun and you want, like, sort of a safer society, you know, you should look at who the number one, you know, perpetrator of gun deaths is, and that's organizations known as government. They perpetuate the most deaths by guns. So anybody who's anti-gun and they want citizens to be disarmed, that you're really just saying that you only want government to have guns. And so you're really for guns in that respect.
If you want, I would be very interested in this social experiment. Men commit the vast majority of violent crimes. I mean,
we're kind of built for it.
The vast majority of them. It would be interesting to me if we created a world. If you want to ban things, ban men from owning guns, and then see what that does in the from a societal standpoint. I don't support this. I'm just saying this is far more interesting to me than the sort of we got to get rid of guns because of fairness and you know whatever.
I just had a vision of like a pink Hello Kitty like AK-47.
They exist.
Through my head.
They exist.
They do exist. I've seen that one.
Cute. Honestly, I will say this about. I want to mention. I think that it's important to mention this every time. Concealed carry permit holders are the safest people in America.
Yep.
So if somebody's gone through the trouble of getting a concealed carry permit, they're actually 10 times safer than law enforcement officers from a sort of a criminal standpoint. Any crime, mind you. And law enforcement officers, I believe, are like 100 times safer than your average citizen. Now, of course, it's hard for a law enforcement officer to get arrested, so you might bump up that number a bit.
Is that where the statistic is derived from, arrest records?
Yeah, basically. Okay. Well, I mean, how else are you going to do it? But the cops aren't cutting the CCW people any breaks.
Right.
Okay.
So the fact that the CCW people come in a tenth of the cops is stunning.
Okay.
I mean, just stunning. So, you know, to me, these are the great folks that are both keeping us safe and, you know.
Being responsible.
Being responsible.
Yeah. And unnecessary here in New Hampshire.
You don't have to have a CCW, but it is useful to have one because you can then carry outside of the state. And it's not a big state. You're 35 miles from prison, no matter where you go.
Right.
And yes, Dick still stocks and sells semi-automatic rifles that aren't considered assault weapons. Unsurprisingly, those are sometimes used in mass shootings.
Oh, yeah.
The Ruger 10/22 available at Dick's was used in a massacre at Cascade Mall in Burlington, Washington in 2016.
There you go. Yeah. Whatever. It's his store. And the number 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We are discussing the story about Dick's Sporting Goods. Have we pretty much wrapped it up, by the way?
There's only one paragraph left, so we're wrapping it up.
Yeah, well, I got something else I want to talk about, too, here shortly. I would like to tell you about the AMP program. You could be an amplifier, like Harry is an amplifier. Thank you, Harry.
Thanks, Harry.
You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up there. It's $5 a month. You get some perks, quite a few of them. We've got like a call-in line for you and a Facebook group where you can talk to the other amplifiers and hosts. And we've got the special area on the Discord where the hosts go and chit-chat. You just get you're basically like a member of the board, a stockholders of Free Talk Live. At amp.freetalklive.com. And, we really appreciate them. People like Harry. amp.freetalklive.com. What's in that last paragraph?
All right, so Stack acknowledges
that
the policy won't stop mass shootings.
No. Nope.
Saying you're probably right, it won't. But if we do these things and it saves one life,
yes,
don't you think it's worth it?
Well, that's the proper answer for somebody who's apparently had one of their best quarters yet by stopping selling firearms. Good for him.
Apparently, certainly been worth it to the bottom line of their shareholders.
And that's probably, like Mark said, the most important thing. It's unclear what life he thinks it saves to stop selling one arbitrarily defined group of weapons while continue to offer mechanically identical products. Stack may need to brush up on how the guns he sells work.
Well, he apparently knows how the sales that he makes work, and I can't argue with that. If he feels that he can fill this hole, if the retired hippies and these sorts of things want to buy are more comfortable buying their sporting goods at Dick's now because they have changed the rules, then great.
Was it $5 million increase in sales though? Did that cover the loss of inventory? That I'd like to know.
Yeah, I wonder, like, the largest quarter. I mean, you would think Dick's Sporting Goods is a pretty large franchise, so
yeah,
I would think that that's more than exceeded.
There's one here in town. And it's a good size store. I've been to Sports
Authority. Is that one right down the road? I think I've stopped off that on the way to Vermont. Is that a different one?
It's on the way to Vermont.
Okay, yep, I've been to that one.
And, You know, we were actually talking about hippies in the break here, mm-hmm. and, you know, I've been to these hippie festivals and that kind of thing, and there's a lot of overlap between the Liberty community and the hippie community.
Yeah, with the canning and the, you know, grow your own food and, you know,
marijuana,
you know,
freedom,
all that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a great deal of it, but I can't agree with them on everything. I didn't see anybody open carrying at the hemp fest that I was at 3 years ago or something. Went with Ian. Ian loves himself a good festival. And, you know, by all means, I'm here to help you, pal.
There's a lot of different communities that you would think lends itself in some way to libertarian ideas and ideals.
Yeah.
And but there's never a connection or an overlap that draws them in to wanting more freedom, right? It's like the one issue thing, you know, or a couple issues with the canning and the weed for the hippies, but then the other freedoms, man, don't have the time for.
Yeah, it's right. Like they're segregated freedomists.
Sure.
Somehow, you know, like, oh, we only care about these two freedoms and everything else is.
I find that with conservatives in many cases that, you know, many times these are people that think,
yeah.
You know, they're willing to think about a problem. They may not be Harvard educated, which that's probably a good thing. but, you know, they're willing to spend a little bit of time thinking about an issue, but, you know, there's this one thing, they're like, I can't call myself a libertarian because I don't believe in abortion. Well, wait a second now. Abortion isn't a libertarian issue. It's because it has to do with when you determine life starting. And, you know, some libertarians are pro-choice and some are pro-life. And, you know, some people fall in the middle. I'm of the opinion that if voting statists want to perpetrate a genocide on themselves, who am I to stand in the way? It's not like I was going to stop it anyway, but, you know, here you are. A little round of applause for you for taking care of the problem.
That's another thing that I've always considered, like, a libertarian plus position, right? Like,
libertarian plus?
Do you have another one? So I would agree with you that it's, you know, that you could apply libertarian thought to the abortion issue.
Right.
But it ultimately comes down to where you think life begins.
I'm an all-choice, right, sort of, on these kinds of things. More choice is always the best answer, and individual choice is always the right answer as far as, you know, when I think about these issues.
I think that banning abortions has been done, and we know what the results are. I'm not here going to tell you that I don't think that it would qualify as homicide. But I'm telling you, with 8 billion of these, particularly this very successful primate on the planet, maybe a little homicide could be spread around, is what I'm saying. Is that, you know, if I were God King and I wanted to cull this particular herd down, I would do a variety of things. I'd look for a variety of traits. And if I were a eugenicist and I wanted to create a eugenics method, I would have created abortion because it's effectively doing all of those things. It's all the things that the eugenicists want to achieve. Abortion is achieving those things. Now, I would question those people that claim to be pro-life is like, why do you want to stop that? If it's working as the eugenicists wanted it to work, and we know that there are problems that are population-based in the United States and around the world, then why would you want to stop that?
So to answer your initial question, another population-based one, what's the libertarian position on what should be done about the homeless population?
What is the libertarian position on what should be done about the homeless population? I would say that the in short, zoning laws are the first and primary enemy of homeless people.
Okay.
Because if, let's say I had a piece of property that was in town and I could just let some homeless people. Hey, this is not use. I don't want to build anything there. I don't want to do anything with it. It's been in my family for years. There's a guy here in town that actually has one. He has the king's deed on this property.
That's impressive.
It is impressive. So his family has had it for that long. And he just lets homeless people go on there and build stuff. Okay. And then about every 8 years or so, the fire department will go through and tear down all their buildings for being non-compliant.
Right.
So there's the people that are trying to figure out ways to keep the snow off their heads.
Right.
And they're living a life. Sure. Right. They've got a job, panhandling. I don't consider it a noble profession. Like, there's a very small list of jobs out there that I consider ignoble.
panhandling is one?
And panhandling is one.
Okay.
I think that, you know, get out there and do a real job and create value.
Right.
But I can see what it is. It's very, he's not sitting on the side of the road with a sign because he doesn't make enough money. If he... So somebody stops off and offers him a job every now and then, I'm sure of it.
And he says, just no, says, I make more money than that.
No thanks.
Right.
Because he only works 20 hours a week in the nicer weather holding a sign, and then his, you know, his needs are taken care of, whatever his needs might be.
So is it incumbent upon the libertarian community to do anything about the homeless population or epidemic or whatever you want to call it?
No.
Homeless problem.
There is no homeless problem.
Right.
The homeless problem is the statists who allow them to camp out on the sidewalks and make all the problems. You know, as a private property owner, you should be able to drive people off of your property that you don't want there. Maybe they're committing crimes or going poop in the corner or whatever right. it is that they're doing, and you should be able to drive them off and that kind of thing. I don't live in California, where apparently half of the U.S. homeless live out on the West Coast. You're from Seattle, right?
Yep. Oh, there's plenty of homeless in the Seattle area.
Yes.
And I mean, to say it's a problem is to ignore the cause, right? What is the cause of homelessness? Well, oftentimes it's poverty, and oftentimes it's poverty along with mental health, right? Or
sure.
lack thereof, right? These are generally the top two factors in the homeless population. And so the real answer is, isn't... You know, is there a libertarian position? It's just that you need to address the cause of it instead of the symptoms, which is all statism does, is address the symptoms.
And mental health issues, like, you know, mental health issues, I think, are really a sort of problem in a libertarian world, because you're either responsible for your actions or you're not. And if you're not responsible for your actions, how do we deal with that? You know, locking you up? Well, some people need mental health treatment. They need to be put in a home, but if they decide they want to leave, how do you... address the issues of volition.
Right.
And, you know, maybe you can say they committed a petty crime and this is where they've been sentenced to, or whatever the case may be.
There's,
but
there's actually a segment of homelessness in the Seattle area that it's a result of gentrification, right? The rise of the costs of the living and rent and property and all that kind of stuff. So there's actually a large number of people that have jobs, right? Even couples, right? Where they both have jobs. They both make 70, 80 grand a year or whatever, which is not much in Seattle. It's a lot for, you know, a lot of places, but in Seattle, that's not a lot. And, like, they live in an RV, right? Because they can't afford property. They
that's,
you know,
a home.
I mean,
I'm not willing to call them homeless.
Well, they're houseless.
Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.